second, every minute, every hour.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
It's an amazing story, Kathleen.
It sounds like it, you know. When God gets a hold of someone, their whole life changes. Mm-hmm. If they're willing to ask God, what do you have for me? Mm-hmm. What is your will for this life? And that's when I asked him, and he started giving me dreams and visions of preaching to multitudes of people. And then he opened the door for Africa, Venezuela, Colombia, and other places.
You've actually preached to thousands, right?
I never thought that I'd be preaching his word when I was studying it 6, 7, 8 hours a day. Mm. You know, I was on the night shift in the security force at Indian Point, and we could read. So I'd feed on the Word of God 6, 7, 8 hours a day for 9 years. So wow. I know my Bible. And then I never dreamed that God would send me to preach it into different countries and grow the body of Christ in Kenya and Uganda and Colombia and Venezuela. I never thought that would happen.
But God, right?
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, he knew ahead of time. Here he puts this desire, this hunger for you to read the Word of God 8 hours a day. You had no idea you were going to be used to tell other people about the Lord in Africa. I mean, you've preached in front of big crowds, right?
Yes, I preached at the Joyland camp meeting. It was a week-long camp meeting, and I was their guest preacher from America with Gospel Foundation Ministries. So I preached to 3,000 pastors and their wives and their elders of their churches from all over Kenya. I've also done pastors' conferences for Kenya City Mission churches. I've also been on Jesus is Lord radio out in Nakuru, Kenya, and Siare Voice of Mercy radio and TV out of Eldoret, Kenya, and local cable vision for 7 years. So, yeah.
And now you're with
the
me.
The Lord uses me in different ways.
And now you're with me on WCNO, and this is 100,000 watts. You don't get a more powerful station that up and down the coast of Florida. And actually, on some days, according to a competitor, he came up to me at a gathering. He said, do you know that your station bounces across the water over to Cuba sometimes? So you never know who's listening. Gloria, Señor Jesus, amigo. Gloria, 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 Señor Jesus. By the way, hold up a copy of your newest book about the church. Would you hold that up? Put it in front of your face so we can see it.
Over, I'll try
no,
to,
can't see it now. You got to put it in front of your
you
face.
You go to the left, you go there, to the right. Here
yeah,
we go. You,
yeah.
It's Church God's Way. And if you look at the bottom of it, if you look at the book,
yeah,
you see there's people of every race on the bottom holding up a sign. And the sign is a scripture where Jesus says, I am the way. Oh, wait a minute here. Let me see if I can get this scented. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
Yeah.
The book shows every race of people holding up the banner that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
Now, if you were to succinctly say, let's say we're on an elevator. You call this the elevator cell. We're on an elevator, and I say, hi, my name's Rhett. What's your name? Well, I'm Kathleen Hollop. Well, Kathleen Hollop, what do you do? Well, I'm a Christian author. What's the title of your newest book, and what provoked you? What would you say is the essential message that people are going to get, and why they should order this book from Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get it and read it?
They should read the book because it tells the difference between having just a religion and really having a relationship with the person of Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life. It tells the difference between just being saved and having the Spirit bear witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. But it says there's more than that, because all four Gospels talk about a baptism in the Holy Spirit. And it's Jesus that baptizes people who want to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the healing gifts, the deliverance gifts. I mean, there are a lot of gifts in the book of Corinthians that talk all these different types of gifts. There are pastors, there are teachers, there are apostles, there are evangelists, there are prophets. There's also a gift of helps. There's also a gift of word of knowledge, word of wisdom. There's all different giftings, healing giftings, miracle giftings that are available to the body of Christ. But they operate with the power of the Holy Spirit. And until you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the power of God released to operate in you and through you, you're like a car with a flat tire. You can't go very far without the power of God. You know, the power of God gives you power to cast out demons. It gives you power to rebuke the spirit of death off someone and command them to live in Jesus' name. I saw a dead boy in Butere, Kenya, brought back to life. I've seen babies that were almost dead of malaria, and I prayed over them, and I rebuked the malaria and the fever and the spirit of death off them and prayed over them. In Jesus' name, you will live, and you will fulfill your days.
And I tell you what,
they will not be shortened, and these babies came back, their heads turned around, they were totally clear-minded and totally healed. So
I tell you what, somebody might hear this or be seeing you on Facebook or YouTube and think you're some kind of a nut. But I'll tell you this, God is nuts. It's the strangest thing in the world. I have seen miracles. I'm Rhett. I'm a normal. I was a shoeshine boy in Poughkeepsie, New York. I grew up in Poughkeepsie. I was a shoeshine boy on Saturday mornings at the barbershop with Tony. Hey, Tony, grazie. And three other men. Well, anyway, I was a nine-year-old boy. I'm a normal boy. I sold lemonade on the golf course. I'm going to tell you something. I did not believe in Jesus till I was 29. But then I was at a Bible study. I'll tell you, this is a true. Now, Jesus said, no liars will enter the kingdom of God. So if I lie to you folks, then, you know, I'm in deep trouble, because Jesus said the devil's a liar and the father of all lies. So one time I was standing behind this Catholic lady, and she was getting prayed for healing, and I was standing behind her to catch her. You know, sometimes like the priest will sprinkle the holy water and they'll fall down, or you're at other events, you know, born-again events, non-denomination, whatever it is. And people will fall, what they call falling in the spirit. Now, it never happened to me. I've never fallen. But a lot of people I know have. Anyway, they lose control because I guess the holiness of God takes them over, heals them. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, so I'm standing behind Amelia, who's an older lady at the time. I'm in my 30s. She's in her late 70s, maybe 80, whatever. So she's being prayed for, and she doesn't fall down. So I figure, well, she's not going to fall down in the spirit, so I walk away. She falls down and really hurts her hip. So I called her later in the week. This was a Tuesday night. She says, "Oh, Rhett, don't feel bad, because, you know, if you go down in the spirit when it's the Holy Spirit, you never get to hurt. But I was feeling a little tired, so I let myself go, and I didn't know you weren't behind me anymore, you know." She says, "It's not your fault." Okay, it's a week later. I'm at the same house that was holding this Bible study every Tuesday night, the Zolkies, and I'm standing behind Amelia Miller, and No, I'm not standing behind her. Someone else is standing behind her. And she yells across, remember, she hurt her hip a week earlier. She yells across the room, "Rhett! Rhett, come here! Come here, Rhett! Come here!" I said, "What's going on?" She takes my fingers, because, you know, a man doesn't put his hands on a woman's hip without permission. She takes my fingers, she puts it down, and puts my finger on her, my two fingers together, on her hip. Now, you can believe me or not believe me. Sometimes I find it hard to believe myself, this really happened. I felt this buzzing going inside, and she's yelling, I'm a being healed, praise in Jesus Christ, I'm a being healed. And I felt it just like, you know, the Doubting Thomas, with my own two fingers, I felt that buzz in her hip. Now, you know, I even, for years and years, for 40 years, I haven't wanted to tell that story, because I figure people are going to think either you're a liar or you're a nut. But I figured you were making a nutcase of yourself by saying the things that you're saying, and I wanted to stand up beside you, because people think, oh, she's not, he's got a fruitcake on the show. Nope. Kathleen saw these things, people coming back to life, and I'm telling you, I have felt the power of God in somebody's body, as well as other miracles. I could tell you about many of them. So it is real. This is a living God. Oh, whoa. Yeah, I mean, you know, look at we have 18,000 varieties of butterflies. We don't even, and that doesn't include the moths. 18,000 varieties of butterflies. Can you imagine? I mean, look at the weird beings that are in the sea. You got fat fish, you got flat fish, you got skinny fish, you got fish that actually light up. They're so deep in the ocean, they're called iridescent, right? Mm-hmm. And they light up. Like they got, look, how about that eel? If you touch an electric eel, he shocks you, and the shock can be so severe on a predator that the shock electrocutes the assailant. This is an eel. You know? He says, watch out, don't come near me or I'll eel you. I just made that up.
That is funny.
But you know, I mean, you think about a chameleon. You take a chameleon. I have a wood desk here, very nicely made, polished wood desk, and actually needs to be repolished in some cases. But anyway, this is a real wood. Now, you put a chameleon on here, and he'll turn brown.
Yeah.
But if you take the same chameleon and put him on my phone, which is black, he'll turn black. If you put them on a red, here's a red cap to my V8 juice. See that? Now, you put them on top. If you have red, that red, he'll turn red. How in the heck can God create something that can turn into purple or orange or blue or red? And yet they still go, I don't know if there's a God or not.
Crazy. They're the crazy ones.
I mean, you know, we're just seeing the whole thing. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, who I had the pleasure of meeting, said, Rhett, I believe the whole purpose of our being here is to learn faith. Faith. And I do. And Bible says without faith,
it's impossible to please God.
Yeah. So how do we please him? By having faith.
By believing.
Yeah. How are people healed? By faith. Even some people have come to somebody and they don't have enough faith. Don't let anybody ever tell you don't have enough faith. Let's say I don't have enough faith to be healed of something. Well, I can go to somebody who has the faith, and their faith can actually be used by God through them and heal me. So, you know, don't ever tell somebody that they didn't get cured because they didn't have enough faith. That is a horrible, horrible, horrible thing to say. People, you know.
There is a reason that why some people don't. I'm not saying that everyone who doesn't get healed has unforgiveness in their heart. But if you harbor unforgiveness in your heart, God cannot bless you with a healing.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
To thee.